The Ferndale Wildcats continued to roll in football this past weekend as they scored 7 first quarter touchdowns in a dominating 79-0 win over McKinleyville. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumbleSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college football news, some high school and college soccer, news of a local volleyball team that clinched a conference championship this week, and why it was a big week for 3 McKinleyville Panthers. But first up, can anyone stop the Ferndale Wildcats? That's the question local football fans have been asking more and more in recent weeks, as the Cats continue to dominate all of their opponents. On Saturday, the Wildcats welcomed the Panthers to Ferndale for a Little Four showdown and cruised to a 79-0 win. The home team scored touchdowns on all 7 first quarter possessions on the way to opening up a 49-0 lead before the second quarter. They would stretch the advantage to 76-0 before halftime. The Cats have yet to be scored on this season through their opening 6 games and have outscored their opponents by a combined 378-0, averaging 63 points a game. They are now 6-0 overall and 2-0 in the Little Four as they get set for a Saturday afternoon road game against Arcata, the team they shared last year's Little Four championship with. Arcata is also 2-0 in conference and 3-3 overall after edging Hoopa 13-12 last weekend. Also in the Little Four this weekend, on Friday night, Hoopa will play at McKinleyville as both schools look for a first conference win. The Panthers are 2-4 overall, while the Warriors are 1-5. In the Big Four, meanwhile, St. Bernard's took over sole possession of top spot in the standings with a hard-fought 26-22 win over Fortuna in Eureka on Saturday. The win was the 6th in 6 games this season for the Crusaders, who improved to 2-0 in the Big Four. With the loss, the Huskies dropped to 1-1 in conference and 2-4 overall. Also in the Big Four last weekend, Del Norte played a game in front of a home crowd for the first time all season and rolled to a 33-6 win over Eureka. With the win, the Warriors improved to 1-1 in conference and 4-2 overall, while the Loggers dropped to 0-2 and 1-5. Conference action continues this weekend, with St. Bernard's traveling to play Del Norte on Friday night, followed by Fortuna and Eureka at the Redwood Bowl on Saturday night. The South Fork Cubs, meanwhile, won their 3rd straight game last weekend, edging Potter Valley 24-20 in a competitive 8-person showdown. With the win, the Cubs upped their record to 4-1 overall and 2-0 in the NCL3. The Cubs, whose only loss so far came against a red-hot Hayfork team that has not lost a game since 2022, will try to make it 4 straight wins when they travel to play Tamales on Friday night. Some of the Mendocino County schools were also in action last weekend. Willits improved to 5-1 overall and 3-1 in the NCL1 with a 36-7 win over Clear Lake, while Fort Bragg saw a 3-game winning streak end in a 41-7 loss at St. Helena and dropped to 3-4 overall and 3-2 in conference. The Ukiah Wildcats were also in action and got back to winning ways with a 45-20 win at Montgomery, improving to 3-3 on the season and 1-0 in conference. This Friday night, Willits will be back in action at Kelseyville, Fort Bragg will host Middletown, and Ukiah hosts Santa Rosa. In local college football, meanwhile, College of the Redwoods continued to struggle on Saturday, losing 57-34 at Sierra and dropping to 0-6 on the season and 0-1 in conference. The good news for CR is that it was a season high in points scored. The bad news is it was a season high in points allowed. Redwoods will be back in action at Shasta on Saturday night. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, it was announced this week that Eureka will play a Saturday afternoon game against Arcata behind closed doors. Eureka High made the decision to not allow spectators into the game after what the HDNL described as excessive unsportsmanlike behavior shown by fans and players at a game against McKinleyville last weekend, a game that ended 10 minutes early because of that, and was officially awarded as a forfeit win for the Panthers. In HDNL action this week, on Wednesday, Arcata remained atop the league standings with a 13-0 win over South Fork, while Fortuna won 15-0 against St. Bernard's, and Del Norte beat McKinleyville 5-2. With three games remaining, the Tigers are the only unbeaten team in league play, with a record of 8-0-1 for a total of 17 points, while Fortuna is second, just 2 points back, and Del Norte is third, 1 point further adrift. In local girls soccer, Ferndale inched closer to claiming what appears to be a certain championship now after a 4-0 win at Del Norte on Tuesday. The win was the seventh straight for the Cats, who have not lost a game since their season opener against Kelseyville and are now 5-0 in the Little Four with four games remaining. The Cats can clinch at least a share of this year's conference with a win at South Fork on Saturday. Also in the Little Four on Tuesday, St. Bernard's and South Fork tied 2-2. The battle for the Big Four title, on the other hand, is a three-horse race that looks set to go down to the final day of action. On Tuesday, Arcata defeated Fortuna 1-0 to take over the conference lead, while Eureka edged McKinleyville 2-1. The Tigers now have 7 points, one more than Fortuna and Eureka, who are tied for second. In college soccer, the Cal Poly Humboldt women lead the California Collegiate Athletic Association after a 0-0 tie at San Francisco State on Sunday. The Jacks are the only unbeaten team in conference with a record of 2-0-2 and have shut out 5 straight opponents. In high school volleyball, St. Bernard's became the first conference champs of the HDNL school year after improving to 7-0 in the Little Four with a straight sets win over Ferndale on Tuesday. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, McKinleyville High inducted 3 new members into the School Athletics Hall of Fame on Thursday, a class that includes Chris Pender, Amanda Kunst, and longtime Panthers coach Tom Pender. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.